We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.
The definition of rejected: dismiss as inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty.
That makes me want to cry.
Boom.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're here to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey Em, and welcome back everyone. Who are we giving a shoot your shot shout out to? Who shot their shot this week?
To B, and we both texted each other about this and said, oh my God, go and read what B just sent. We often,
yes,
we both read all the shoot your shots, but there are a particular few that we will directly message to be like, oh my God, stop what you're doing and go and read this. It'll make your day. And this was one of them. So B bought us 7 coffees and said, Emma and Sarah, I cannot thank you enough for all the ways that you've helped me throughout one of the most challenging seasons of my life. I struggle with perfectionism, anxiously trying to avoid what I perceive as failure. Because you gals are honest, experienced, humble, fun-loving, and just flat out in touch with reality, you helped me stop disqualifying myself, start affirming my skills and experience, start internalizing that I could learn new things, and stop trying to have absolutely everything figured out. Each job search has been pretty stressful for me, but my most recent one was especially overwhelming. I had just graduated from seminary. I didn't know what kind of jobs would be a viable fit for me financially and otherwise. My wife and I were new homeowners and pregnant with our first child. Oh, congratulations. And my wife felt called to be a stay-at-home mum. About 3 months into my job search, a really exciting job popped up that my wife told me I'd be perfect at. I had seen the same job posting, but had written it off because I was fixating on the few qualifications that I didn't have, in brackets, only maybe 10 to 20% of them, and ignoring the qualifications I did have, definitely 80%, no exaggeration. At this point in my job search, I was convinced I'd have to take a job I hated in order to provide for my family. So I stubbornly focused on preparing for other jobs that were already on my radar instead of letting myself hope about this exciting one. But throughout pursuing those other jobs, I listened to more and more of your episodes, and they really started to help me see my patterns and name them for what they were: unhealthy, lacking compassion, ignoring my story, and out of touch with reality. These are some harsh things you're swallowing, but so groundbreaking. Moreover, your wisdom helped me make the most out of a ridiculous interview process, at least 6 hours total, with an organization I came to observe as toxic, and your realistic optimism helped me bounce back from that and be confident, honest, and prepared while applying for the exciting job my wife mentioned. I love your wife. She's like, don't falter from this.
Shout out to B's wife. I don't know if she listens at all or she's just doing our work for us, helping you along. It's amazing.
She sounds like such an incredible partner. Your generous breadth of content not only helped me nail the application and interview and get the job, it also helped me transition into this new role with confidence and direction during the onboarding period. I've implemented many of your tips for after you get the job, and my supervisors are quite impressed. If my supervisors were Australian, they'd describe me as keen, one of my fave words that you guys use. I love this.
This made me laugh a lot because I don't think of keen as being such an Australian thing, but it really is.
Or a word that we say very often. And I love how people always say, I love your accents and your slang, but I'm like, what is the slang? What are the words? But B has told us it's keen. Yeah, he's really keen. I feel like I owe you guys the whole first year of my salary, lol, but my wife says we can't afford that. So we'll just stick with some coffees for now. Again, your wife is a very sensible lady. thanks again for being such a fun and faithful blessing to me and so many others. Blessings to you both on your journeys. B, thank you so much. I feel so blessed reading that.
I feel very blessed. This is amazing. And we are for everyone here. Like, I know that a lot of our listeners are women. I think that's just because we are women and we attract people who are like us. But that's not exclusively what we're about. People young, old, male, female, anywhere in between, any spectrum, any background, any religious belief, you are welcome here. And what an incredible message. I just love how a lot of the takeaways that Bea had were really mindset stuff.
Yes.
Like, there's some practical things like, hey, I've implemented your tips, but a lot of it is like, I was reconsidering my strengths. I was challenged in my mindset. I was considering this a failure when it wasn't, and I was holding myself back. It just goes to show mindset can be a huge part of your job search, like massive. If you get all your tactics right and you have the wrong mindset, you can still go wrong.
He had all of the same skills before he found us.
I know, that's so true. I love that.
He just had a mindset shift and I'm here for it.
That's why the whole first module of the course is about mindset, getting your head in the game. Do you like that little segue
Smooth.
That I did right there?
Your is little that good? Sales yeah. pitcher. No, that's great.
Well, it really is, because I sat down to put it all together and I went, well, I can't avoid this stuff. I end up talking about so much mindset content when I do coaching sessions with people. So I had to turn that into the best of my advice into the course. It's the Interview Academy. You can check it out on our website, interviewboss.com.au, and have a look at all the ways that you can get help from us.
What are we going to talk about today? Normally you ask me this, but I'm asking you today. Tell us.
Yes. Well, we get lots of DMs and emails and messages and stuff. And these days it's kind of hard for us to reply to them all. Sorry, everyone. But we still read them for sure. And we got a couple in a row that were using a particular word, and probably the title of this episode gave this away already, but were saying to us, I've been rejected from multiple jobs and this happened and this happened, and just feeling really down on themselves. And I pointed out to Emma that using that word rejected just makes things seem so harsh. Like, I've been personally rejected. And I can see how if you're painting it like that, oh my gosh, that does feel really personal. So we've got a couple of other episodes on mindset and rejection and bouncing back. But this one, we're going to hone in on using that word rejected versus reframing it for unsuccessful.
See, when you first said this to me, you were kind of like triggered by it. Like, you thought it was a really aggressive word, and it's like,
it is. And
it's like offensive, and it's like, gosh, people can't be saying this to themselves. And initially I didn't see it. I was kind of like, I don't think they're meaning to be dramatic. It's clearly a reflection of how they feel. But then when I thought about it, I was like, you're right. If I think about jobs I haven't got in the past, I wouldn't use the word rejected. It's a very harsh word. I would say, oh, I didn't get it, or I was unsuccessful, or I missed out. They went with someone else. But yeah, the rejected puts them first.
And makes it about, like, it wasn't that they chose someone else. It's that they chose to get rid of you. Does that kind of make sense? It's like you were made redundant versus the role. Like, it's a similar kind of language thing. And if you think language doesn't affect how you think about things, well, maybe this isn't the episode for you, but also I think you're wrong. Language absolutely affects the way that you think about things. And that is genuinely provable from a psychological background standpoint. Me with my undergrad psych degree coming in handy again. I won't go into that, but just take my word for it.
We are science girlies here, women in STEM.
We are women in STEM.
I'm so far from women in STEM, but I claim it.
Sometimes you talk about STEM things on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women who discuss STEM.
Women who discuss STEM.
Yeah. I'm definitely not either, but I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Side note, Sarah went to so many STEM camps as a kid. You are a woman in STEM through and through. Shout out.
Well, I kind of feel like I let them down because I didn't end up in a specifically STEM-related field, but...
Yeah, does STEM like look down on psychology? Are they like, boo, you're not even STEM?
Well, oh, that's a whole debate. They might, but they shouldn't. It's definitely a science. Not about that. It's about the fact that I don't have a psychological job title. Like, HR wouldn't be considered STEM at all. So I did the degree that was a science, but not necessarily the career that followed. Anyway, we're off track. We're talking about rejected. Now, I looked it up in the dictionary, and I hate when people do this, and they're like, what's the definition of this word? But in this case, it makes a difference. You're going to be shocked.
You did this recently with acceptance. You said that to accept something means you just accept that it's true, that it happened. But what we often think is we're endorsing or we're agreeing what they did in the context of if a company doesn't get back to you within a week when they said they would, accepting it just means, okay, I haven't heard from them. Whereas people often go, well, why should I accept that? They said they did. And I believe that when you say something, and I think that is a really powerful shift. So I'm excited to revisit the definition game and retrain our brains here. Tell us what rejected means in the dictionary.
Well, there's lots of different definitions you can look at, but one that I found that I really like for this, the definition of rejected: dismiss as inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty.
That makes me want to cry.
Boom. Oh my God, doesn't it? I saw that and was like, oh, it makes it even worse. And I also felt a bit validated because I was like, well, that's why I feel like it's such a harsh word, because it
is.
Bloody is. Inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty. That's what you're saying, that the job that you didn't get thought about you. You were rejected.
Hey, job hunters. Big news. Our all new course, Interview Academy, is live and ready to transform your interview game. It's all the strategies from Sarah's one-on-one coaching, but without the limited time slots.
Yep. It takes you step by step by step through crafting your career story, coming up with your awesome best bits, and all the practice you need.
And guess what?
It's at a special launch price, never to be seen again. Get more information at interviewboss.com.au/interview-academy. It's linked in the show notes below. Now, what about the definition of unsuccessful? Well, this one was a lot less exciting. It just said not successful.
Right.
It feels like acceptance, doesn't it? It wasn't the other outcome.
Yeah.
You didn't get the alternative outcome. So I want us to have a look at the statement. Like if someone was to say, I was rejected from 4 jobs. I want us to think about that for a sec. Now, imagine that that was 4 companies who thought that you were inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty. You'd be like, 4 different companies thought that you were inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty. That's a lot of companies to think that. They must be onto something. They must know something, right? Compare that to you weren't successful with 4 job openings. Really different, right?
Yeah. Entire different energies. And if you're in this mindset of being rejected, you can tell that if people use this word, their self-esteem has really taken a hit. They're lacking confidence. 4 companies in a row rejected can sound really loaded. But think about 4 jobs in the scheme of, we know it to be true that if you're job hunting, what, you could probably apply for 40 jobs. Like you could apply for a lot. 4 in the scheme of your whole life and all the jobs you'll work is really not that many, especially when you want to be shopping around and you might not necessarily have wanted every single one, or they might not have been a perfect match for you every single one.
And if you think about the numbers of it, if there's like 100 applications for each job, and that's pretty conservative, I would say. Let's say there's 100 applications and you got an interview and there were 5 people who got an interview. Let's like not even say that you were the runner up, like maybe you were 5th. You came 5th out of 100.
Yeah. Imagine if this was in cross country at school. There was 100 kids in your year and you came 5th. You'd be...
Also, just translation. Sometimes you don't even know that you need to translate things. I don't think it would be called cross country, because that, if you didn't live in Australia, like I think you would think that that means running across the country.
What else is it called?
Like running, I don't know, like
track and field.
I don't know what you would call it. Long distance running. Yeah, like a long distance running event.
No, well, in Australia, cross country is an event that you have each year at school. You have your swimming carnival, your athletics carnival, cross country, and I think that's it. And it's just like you go out to a paddock or a showground and you run 5 kilometres or 2 kilometres based on your age.
I think the city kids probably don't go out to a paddock, but we did, being the country
kids.
Well,
we did. And anyway, it's a long distance running race. So if you came 5th at school in cross country, you'd be chuffed. You get a ribbon. You're a winner. Look at all those kids you smoked.
What colour ribbon would you get for fifth? I think they did have a colour ribbon for that.
Yellow?
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe that was fourth. Anyway, think about it in that sense. And the reason I can tell that people who are using this word, they're not just using it casually. It's because it comes through with the messages that are sounding really, really defeated and really like desperate for answers, desperate for a secret. And I also think that linking into what I've talked about so many times, all of the terrible advice out there, they're so likely to listen to the terrible advice because the terrible advice presents itself as here's this one secret thing that you need to do.
Or it's not you. It's because you didn't know that you have to use this template. Or
exactly. And it plays into that fear because it makes you feel better about the fact that you were rejected and it's because you didn't know this secret and it's all a scheme and people are up to something and, you know, it just buys into that whole idea.
And if you've ever used this word, I don't want you to be harsh on yourself because you probably weren't using it knowing how loaded it was. It just is shining a light into how you feel on the inside. And that's tough. And we acknowledge how grueling the job search can be, especially when you haven't found something and it's been an extended period, money's getting tight. We totally get it. But if this can help reframe the way you think and therefore the way you feel and how more energized you are going into the next one, then that's a win.
That's what we're here for. Advice, inspiration, and support. So this is the support. We're doing the mindset work. And like B said, this was the perfect shout out to match with this episode. We don't necessarily match them, but sometimes it works out. The mindset is so important. Now, if you need a little bit more help in this space and you're struggling with the rejection and trying to reframe it, we have a really cool mindset exercise. This is one of my favorites. I mention this all the time. Since we came up with it, I'm like, game changer. It's so relevant. It's in our episode called How to Tackle Rejection in a Job Search. You can search that up wherever you're listening to this, or you can go to our website and search it there. And at the end, there's an awesome exercise where we make you make the hiring decision. We talk about two different candidates, ask you which one you would pick. And it's a massive light bulb moment for a lot of people. I swear you need to go and listen to it.
100%. It was impossible to choose. Spoiler alert. Go and do it. See if that helps. Let's change our language. It's something we can control.
That's right.
It's not personal. You have so much to offer. You are an incredible worker, or you wouldn't be listening to a podcast about job interviews in your spare time.
That's so true. That's so true. I think that all the time. If you're listening to this right now, you are a dedicated person. I just know you are, because how would you be searching content on how to apply for jobs if you didn't care? So the takeaway is that it's not personal. And if we think back to that definition of rejected, inadequate, unacceptable, faulty. It's not personal like that at all.
You are not broken or faulty just because you weren't selected in a corporate job in this capitalist world.
Yes. And it's for this particular job in this particular company at this particular time under these exact conditions that you weren't selected.
Under these budget constraints.
And it's all those particular things. For a different company, for a different job, for a different time, in a different environment, against different candidates, you might suddenly come out on top. It's not that they've decided that you are terrible and that they would never, ever hire you, and why would anyone hire you? It's that they've decided, for all the circumstances, that there was someone else or that you weren't quite right. It's not personal, and it doesn't mean necessarily anything about the rest of your job search.
You can do it. Hang in there and consider the word rejection. Ben.
Yes.
Gone.
Reframe.
Rip it out of the book.
Reframe. Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, hit that follow button in Apple or Spotify, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. That's how we can hit the charts and we can help even more people. We also really need your help. We have a woeful following on Instagram, and it means that people think we're so much smaller than we are. So we'd really appreciate it if you drop on in and chuck us a follow. Em, can you believe we are in our third season of Interview Boss?
Not really. It's crazy. But that means there are over 90 episodes we've made.
Oh my God. Scrolling through all of our episode titles, you might miss an episode that actually is exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, we get so many messages of people asking us to do an episode on something and we're like, we already have. So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are best suited to you. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, and job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
Yes, and we even have a playlist for if you have an interview like tomorrow and you need just our most recommended episodes, just the ones you really need between now and then.
Exactly. It is all there for you. You can browse by category. Check out the playlist at www.interviewboss.com.au/podcast.